Paano at bakit ka nagsimulang magturo sa Dance for Parkinson's Disease?
It just started early last year when I decided to mag-retard na to perform. Because I just did a show for The King and I with the Australian cast. And then after that, our last show was doing it in on Opera House. And then in Opera House, they have a workshop happening after their closing of our show. And then I was like thinking, I'm planning it already, what is my next thing to do for next move after not performing. So I saw that they have a dance workshop for teaching for Parkinson's. I applied for the workshop.
At anong nangyayari sa karaniwang klase sa Dance for PD?
Well, usually kasi Dance for PD, we not call it a therapy. No, it's more about like expressing yourself in dance, like you know the music and all that. It's all about it promotes the emotional feeling ng pumupunta ng mga may Parkinson's.
Pwede mo bang ilarawan ang journey o ang paglalakbay ng mga bago lang sa pagsayaw kung paano sila nag-evolve dahil dito?
Kasi yung may Parkinson's, they have different levels yan eh. Mostly, yung mga first stage pa lang, mas nakakagalaw sila and they can follow. Ang mas mahirap dyan is yung mga mas may worst ng may Parkinson's. But the way that you do it in class, kasi some of them are nakaupo and some of them are nakatayo. But even like the movements are like the traveling on the studio, yung mga worst talaga na they need help. They're still like sitting. So kumbaga, in our class, they're always like two teachers na para to help showing the movements to the other side or to the other side. But we always have, meron kaming assistant na volunteer na therapist. And they always like parang shadow lang sila. Parang it's all about you going to the class because we call all the Parkinson's disease as a dancer. Hindi dahil para they go there para do their therapy or the physical, all of that, the mga exercise na ginagawa nila. But it's not all about that. It's all about that moment they get into the studio. It's all about the feeling na their performer, na nakalimutan nila. It's all about expressing themselves. Meron silang, you know, may karamdaman sila na walang ng gamot.
Ano-anong mga natutunan mo dito bilang teacher ng Dance for Parkinson's Disease na naka-impluensya sa pagturo mo ng ibang uri ng sayaw?
Malaki for me as an artist, as a performer, and as a dance teacher as well, and working, I mean, I teach in Sydney dance as well before, and the reason why I stopped and then I focus more for Dance for PD, I learned a lot from these people na, you know, and even yung sa araw-araw kong buhay or sa araw-araw ninuman, it's like we have no right or bawal mag-complain ng mga problema natin. And like with these people na araw-araw nilang dinideal yung sakit na walang gamot. So for me, yung feeling, it's more about your spirit na nakakatulong sa community.
Pwede mo bang i-share ang mga detalye tungkol sa kung saan at kung kailan nangyayari ang mga klase?
Yung Dance for PD, right now we're on break but I'm starting again teaching on Monday. I'm teaching in Penantils. Bumabiyahe pa ako from because I live in the city, so bumabiyahe pa ako doon. But in Sydney, the classes are in Alexandria. Meron din sa Roselle, and then they have also in Bankstown. Meron kaming at least mga anim na classes na nangyayari here in Sydney.
At bilang choreographer at teacher, anong pangunahing payo mo para sa mga bago lang sa pagsayaw?
I think the best thing is mahalin nila yung trabaho nila. Huwag duanan sa shortcut, paghirapan. Magtanim ng seed para may bunga at mas fulfillment yon at simpleng bagay ma-appreciate. Work dedication at work hard talaga.
At ngayon po, mas nasa pagtuturo ba ang passion mo sa pagsayaw?
It's been my passion for a long time na pagtuturo. But ngayon, mas as a teacher, mas lalong umiba yung level ng pananaw ko as a teacher. Rather than you're teaching sa mga normal na mga dancer na walang karamdaman. But for these people na merong karamdaman, mas lalo mong mamahalin at ma-appreciate mo kung gaano ka-importante ang pagtuturo at pagiging teacher.
Maraming salamat sa oras mo, Novi.
Maraming salamat din.